hired them to design the measurement equipment. Okay. The VP of engineering at UCF says, we'd be happy to do that for you, but we need to see that you've got a good safety protocol installed before the university will become, you know, deeply involved. So we've been searching for months for the right person knowledgeable enough to write this type of a safety protocol. And we believe we found him. What do you think, Benji?
Oh, I agree. He knows his stuff.
Yeah. His name's Lloyd. And hopefully soon he'll start working on that, and we can get UCF to get off the dime and start doing what we're paying them to do. All right, we got Rich and Pepperin trying to log in. There's Pepperin.
Do you see? You can't see me. I'm on the phone.
No, we don't see you.
You do see me?
We don't.
Right, and that's because I'm on my phone. I got a link, and I tried it on, you know, that came in on my laptop, and it said ID,
Rich, don't really worry about it. You never looked any better than now.
That's a much more pleasant meeting.
Just for future reference, Rich, you know, Zoom will work on your cell phone with video if you want it to.
Who else are we waiting on?
I think the gang's all here.
All right.
Hey, look at you, Miss Rich. But we've lost Pepperin.
You're muted, Rich.
Recording in progress.
Okay. There you are. We can see you now, Rich.
But you have to unmute your phone, Rich.
Yeah, your microphone on your phone is muted. Try again. Unmute your microphone on your phone. Push the mute button on your phone.
It'll be on the screen.
He did it.
You got it. Good job.
Normally I'm on the laptop, but it denied my link on the laptop.
Okay. Very good. All right, I think the gang's all here that's going to be here today. Doug, thank you for taking time out of your, I can only imagine, very, very busy schedule with all the hats you wear. But thanks a lot. We just wanted to have a quick friendly follow-up with you to answer. I know you emailed in some questions, and I'm the CTO. So a lot of the questions you were asking are more of a legal matter. So Benji's here to address any of those questions. Do you want to start by pointing out some of your questions?
Well, I don't have it in front of me. It's on the computers behind me. But I did ask for the document. It said that I had read the document, whatever the...
Okay, so you need that document.
Yes.
So the operating agreement is the LLC agreement, and I wasn't the one who forwarded them to me, so you'll have to I'll have to send that to you. The LLC agreement just goes over the operations of the company, who's responsible for what the board of directors does, those types of things.
Right. Well, it states in there that I read it and I agree with it, and that the agreement would be as though I started from the beginning. So I'm a little bit, that terminology, without reading a document, it's pretty disconcerting. I'll just be real straightforward, because
the purpose of that is just so that you don't have any different, it doesn't treat you any differently than everybody else that's in, right. that's a part of the agreement.
Well, the concern I would have is liability. So does this, and I know it's non-voting, I guess, Class B, and again, it's not in front of me. Is there a liability attached to the agreement?
I think it actually goes over the liability, but I'm sure that it does at some point, but I have to refer back to it again.
Are you talking about the LLC?
This is our intellectual property attorney, New York Bob, is the one who wrote that. And he's not present in the meeting today. But if necessary, we can get him present.
My big thing would be, you know, what am I would want to know exactly what I'm agreeing to, only because I do a lot of legal, you know, I'm CPA, so the CPA exam, the law was my best subject, least studied. Because I would be a lawyer if I felt like, let me not go down that rabbit trail. I'm not a lawyer because I became a CPA. And so I read things very critically, more so than a lot of other people. So my questions might be a little bit off the wall. But I'd want to, okay, so I would, you know, my big thing is, what am I, I get 2,000 shares, Class B, non-voting. I think it was Class B. And again, I wish I wasn't gone. I'd been more prepared for having it in front of me. What does that entail?
Benji, what is the document that you need to get to Doug?
It's the LLC agreement. I've got it pulled up right here.
Okay.
But this one was
the most recent, because there's been several...
Yeah, I've got the one as of November of 2021. So in the document that was sent to you,
and I'm looking it up too. I may be able to find my email on my phone, and that may help.
If not, I can pull it up and put it on the screen if need be.
Yeah, let me. You know what? I filed all this away under Ian. Let me see if or Ian.
This should be the most recent one because it refers to it as October 29th, 2021. Clint, you sent it to me on Monday, November 1st, 2021 at 5:27. That helps you find it.
Well, my only question is it the latest version? I'm not sure I would know that just by looking at it.
Well, the voting units agreement for Doug refers to the LLC agreement dated as October 29th, 2021, which is what this is.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I believe that's the most current.
And that's the one you sent to me. I could forward it to you real quick if you want to do that.
Well, I don't know that. How long is it?
If you're confident it's the latest one, you can go ahead and send it to Doug.
How many pages is it?
I think you should have it, Doug. And it's not that long. And, you know, it's got... more information than you need, like subscription material, which does not apply to you. But then you'll have everything that an investor would have, that I have, and I think the rest of us have.
Yeah, it's 50 pages.
Okay. Well, see, it does refer to me having received it and read it and agreeing with it, so it's impossible not to have it.
Sure, yeah. Exactly.
Bob, New York Bob, sent the equity award that he had tailored for you, but he neglected to send the other document. That's where the disconnect
right.
was.
That makes sense. Okay.
Right. And I would have read it had I had it. Just because the only thing I don't read is Apple agreements. I just hit... You got me anyway. Pop. you know.
What?
Yeah. I had a guy read, I got my website, my bookstore, and a guy wouldn't order some books. He was on the phone with me, and he says, well, I got to read all this. I said, okay. I don't know that anybody else ever has. But he reads the whole thing, and then he pops agree, and then he orders my books online. I'm like, well, you know, he's probably the only person that ever read it. And it's all boilerplate with me, as will some of your stuff be, but there'll be some particulars. So, again, with the shares that I have, is there any liability agreement that I'm making by signing that? Is there any what responsibility am I taking upon myself? Anything at all?
So my first thought is you're just a board member. You're not one of the members of the company or an officer. But I will double check that with Bob, and I'll talk to him about it and get an answer for you.
Okay. And there's piercing.
I'll also get him to send you the copy of the LLC agreement.
Right, and there's piercing the corporate veil. So, I mean, you're an LLC, you have corporate protections, those would pass on. But sometimes those are stripped from certain, I mean, they can be stripped from people that are not covered by the general LLC. By me having a copy of it and it being in the document, I'm probably covered under those corporate, you know, the corporate veil of sorts, but I need to ensure that. Many years ago, I had somebody that wanted to start a corporation 40 years ago, right before I met Clint, and then I did my homework on it and found out that particular individual starting that thing wasn't the greatest idea for me to be involved in, thinking that, you know, I probably would have been protected, but everybody we dealt with wouldn't have been, so it would have not been a good situation. But,
okay,
yeah, so that's the big thing.
Take care,
yeah,
of getting a liability answer back to you and also the document, right, Benj?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's basically it. I've read, I've got it coming up behind me, but was there any other question? You remember any of the question I sent Clint? Because I don't have the email in front of me. Do you have a copy of that?
Up here. I'll pull it. Give me a moment. I'll pull your email up.
There was another one on who Lisa was, and whether I was the attorney. An attorney, I guess.
Right, right. And I assumed he was the attorney or one of the attorneys. I didn't know about New York Bob.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's probably is he New York City or upstate? You know.
New York City.
Is he? Yeah.
Let's see here. I think I got it here.
I got the email too, so if you don't get it, I will forward this to you, Clint. Then it's on top of your inbox.
Oh, no, this is okay, yeah. Here's what I'll do. I'll put it up. Thank you, Roland. I found it. I'll put it up on the screen. Give me a moment. Got to go through a litany. Do that to me. It's making me go through the long way.
I just found it.
Okay.
Yeah,
while Clint is looking up the email, Doc, to answer one of your questions, Monique L., that's Lisa.
Yeah, that's what I figured, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug, did you find it?
I did.
Okay.
So I see it. So, yeah, I think that was it. I asked who Benji was. You know, and you said you are Benji, the which attorney?
So I'm the CEO, and then I'm the patent attorney.
Patent attorney, okay. My cousin's a patent attorney too, up in New Jersey.
Cool.
Pretty sharp. Okay, and then the original party thing was the same thing. I had that question, which you guys already addressed. So it doesn't make different classes based on when they came in. I mean, that's That's what you're saying, correct? Okay. Yeah, get me the operating agreement. Let me read over it. Look, just answer the liability thing, and maybe New York Bob wouldn't be a bad idea to have me just a little bit. I don't want to run up a bill on you or anything, but, you know, I don't know.
He's working for stock, but still, appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, just, you know, let's, my big thing is, you know, I like the concept, no doubt about it. I mean, you're talking about alternative energy during our climate right now, not, you know, the climate of political and otherwise, it's huge. I mean, it's, you know, you're way ahead of the game by having gotten this started, what, 10 years ago or more, right, Clint?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, it's amazing the vision you had.
Roland.
Yes. Well, I don't want to get ahead of things, but you guys know me. I like to keep the momentum. That's why I'm going to ask Doc a question. Doc, we do have our IPG website, and currently it's under construction. And while there are still a few things to sort out, whether you want to be a board member or qualify as a board member, in terms of restrictions with other responsibilities you have or an advisor to IPG, one way or the other, we would like to have your resume and put it on our websites. Maybe you want to think about that, and in time, when your questions are being answered by IPG, you just can mail that information to me, preferably a picture and a couple of sentences for the websites.
So when you're saying my resume, you're talking about the couple of sentences, not the resume.
Well, there is not a fixed format, and you may take a look at the current website, and again, that website is under construction, it's going to change, but there's quite a few examples. Admiral Durs, well, I don't have that, but I will forward Admiral Durs' resume to you as an example, and you can see what you got and what you come up with.
And I did look at the website, so I am familiar with what you're asking for, and I've seen the pictures on there and the format. I understand. You just said resume, and in our thinking, sometimes we think of a entire way too long a document that would bore people to death.
An introduction of yourself,
right,
and a snapshot of the most important achievements.
Okay.
Sent me, and I shared it with the group.
Right.
You know, your
the resume.
Your long, resume.
Right. But yeah, I'll look at Roland. I'll look at that. Let me read the operating agreement, and then I'm very interested. I mean, just like I said, in my truck, my Excursion, we put a H2O conversion kit on there that we homemade, because we were converting water to energy, pulling the hydrogen out, and you know, I mean, it was a friend of mine that can do anything, so he tested it on my truck. So it lasted for a while, then it corroded, so it didn't last forever, but it worked. It put us up a couple of gallons, miles per gallon on the road.
All right. Well, let's see. Anybody else have anything to add?
Maybe just timing on when.
There is a deadline that is in existence right now in the document. I think it's the 17th. And
right.
That's fine. If I get the operating agreement today, it's only 50 pages, so it's fine.
Okay, good. If you can respond, that'd be great.
Super. Right.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Benji, how long you figure it'll take to get Doug what he needs?
Just when Bob gets back to me. I've already drafted the email to him, so I'm just waiting on Bob.
Okay. All right. Deprin. You've been very quiet, sir. What's up?
No, I agree with what I'm hearing, and I think that Dr. Doug is a candidate value for the company.
So. Very good. And so that's Dr. Peperin Alakaj, full professor in Albania.
Well,
he's on our team. So, all right, Doug, have we covered most of what you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I think with that answer on the liability and then the document itself, then we're good to go.
Okay. In the last few minutes of our meeting, do you have any technical questions, any burning questions about how the technology works that I can answer in short order?
I don't think so. I have read everything you have accessible. I did some artificial and AI research on it myself, who are your competitors, things like that. I don't know if you guys are using ChatGPT, but you better be. Oh, you need to.
Do you like it?
Well, it's going to take over the world eventually, but it's like the internet. It's pretty bad, but I sure lose it for a lot of good. So ChatGPT, there's a 4.0 version now. You can get on a waiting list, which is what I'm on, to become full-fledged accessibility. They're going to come out with 5, 6, 7. It is absolutely amazing. Now, I did have an error or two in one of the things that I did, I'm just telling you, you got to just get on YouTube, ChatGPT, and then start working on it. In your case, if I had it behind me, you'd see all the different searches that I do. And it's not like Google. In fact, they think that it could put Google out of business, if that tells you anything.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Roland, yes, sir.
Yeah, two things here. Number one, would it be an idea once Doug received the documents and agrees upon it to give him a technical, light technical update about where we are standing at this moment and what's about to come? Because I think that would be fair, so he knows what's going on. Just an update. And secondly, this is slightly off topic, ChatGPT comes with disadvantages, and while cybersecurity is my responsibility at this moment, take that into consideration, guys.
I will tell you this, just so you know, if you look behind me, there's this computer, and this is ChatGPT. So I use a separate email, separate, everything's separate. ChatGPT is over here, and it never accesses anything that's personal. So I agree. If you're going to do it, eventually, listen, it's like I said, it's going to take over the world. But so take that as part of what Roland's saying too, is that it has tentacles far and wide.
Yeah, there's many advantages and many disadvantages. At this point, we really don't understand the capabilities of this feature. For instance, Doc, your computer, your chatbot is probably connected to the same internet router as the other computers. So all of them could be connected.
Sure. Like TikTok. Except TikTok, but worse.
There's also TikTok, and there's other stuff. So a lot of things we are not aware of.
Sure.
Doc, would you agree, or would you be willing to have an update once you're fine with the paperwork, so we fill you in?
Sure. And I guess what you're saying is, now I've read everything, and you're just talking about a verbal, more of a communication. How would it differ than what I already have?
So, I would suggest while I'm keeping track of the action items, we will not go into detail. We'll paint you the picture we think it's going to look like within the next 9 months. What's going on?
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
Who is it you're doing business with? who's our main contacts, what are our challenges.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any of that. So, yes, that would be very very much informational.
Yeah.
Right. Benji, anything left?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. Efren?
Okay.
Rich? All good. Roland, you've said your piece. Doug, anything else?
Roland? Did Roland have something
if
else?
Benji and Clint can stay after this meeting because Benji had questions about the previous meeting.
Yeah.
I apologize, Doc.
Oh, you're good. And I don't have anything else. So if you want me to sign off, I'll do that after you give me the go, Clint.
Sure. I will not be at breakfast this Thursday. But Rich, you will, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, y'all enjoy some biscuits and gravy or an omelet for me, will you?
All right.
I love their food.
Yeah, it's good. I just wrote an article for the paper on their 27th in the best restaurant in Florida, and so the last three paragraphs are about the Crispy Warriors.
Yeah.
So I included that in.
Rich, before we log off, when is your book signing?
Oh, it's not. It's in a week. Next Wednesday.
Is it the 19th?
Exactly.
Okay.
And 10:30 to 1 o'clock. And basically, I'll be endorsing books and probably answering questions, telling stories.
Good, good. And that's Magnolia Grill, right?
I think it's going to be well attended.
When is it again?
Next Wednesday at Magnolia Grill. Tom Rice is hosting dining for me.
What time is it?
10:30 to 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I can't believe I didn't.
Well, no, I did see it. I just didn't. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm actually writing it down so that I remember to put it on. I can look at my calendar. So Roland was holding up the book, so I have one here. I'm working on. So this,
yeah.
Roland, this is one of
mine over here.
This is one of mine.
This
is one of mine I wrote.
Oh, Lord.
And if you see right here, here you go. Look, you see the name of the publishing company. Yes. And that's not, Roland, that's not my biggest book. My biggest book is 888. This is 844. That was my first book.
I'll be in a panel end of June for a couple of weeks. So we'll talk about your books.
Okay. All right.
All right, gentlemen. All right. Thank you for your time, sir.
Okay. I'll go ahead and sign off.
Okay. Us too. Okay.